share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The cost of living, especially in Klang Valley, is never cheap, and it has always been a debate on how much is really enough for a person to survive in the city. The increase in the price of goods as well as the low wages have made it tough for the low-income group to survive in Klang Valley. Recently, the Twitter page Ekonomi Rakyat shared an infographic on how much an unmarried person with a car should have on a monthly basis to survive in Klang Valley. You need earn 2,570 to survive with dignity in Klang Valley. Anda Perlukan earn 2,570 Sebulan Untuk Hidup Bermarua di Lombok klanghttps://t.co/8ufywhbca.pic.twitter.com/indik1ox7u. Ekonomi Rakyat, at Ekonomi Rakyat MY, May 5, 2022. Here's the breakdown of the amount. Car. RM760 Food, RM580 House Rental, RM370 Utilities, RM90 Personal Care, RM70 Health, RM30 Emergency, RM140 Social, RM150 Savings, RM250 Others, RM130. The researchers conducted a focused group discussion in addition to conducting a census of the price of goods in supermarkets or wet markets. Questionnaires were also distributed to find out the spending patterns of the public. This is a sad infographic. Most of the netizens have expressed their disagreements in the comment sections by pointing out the inaccuracies displayed in the infographic. RM370 for house rental? Your head law. I spent RM400 on a room in a government's quarters. A room, with three housemates. This means it's RM1200 for government's quarters. Your infographic is so sad. If this is the case, the minimum wage will never equate to living wage forever. You think this is a toilet rental? RM30 for health, but you'll spend the whole day waiting in the government's clinic. So illogical. RM400, RM500 is enough for a car loan. Just drive a Beza if your monthly wage is around RM2500. Even an MC costs RM40 and above. Are you expecting us to eat bread and instant noodles every day? Even a high school student will know this infographic is far from reality. Not realistic at all. In the meantime, a netizen has also expressed their takes on the choice of words used in the post, living with dignity. It's not that nice to use the word dignity. Earning lesser does not mean you don't have dignity. Why is a dignified life important? According to Ekonomi Rakyat, this is because an individual not only needs to have enough finances to buy basic goods but also needs to have the ability to engage in social activities. In order to live a proper life. For illustration purposes only. For example, on the weekends, you might want to hang out with your friends and you obviously need to spend to do so. You may also need to save a portion of your income for savings to be used in an emergency. The cost of living is undoubtedly increasing, and at the end of the day, it is all about the pattern of our spending. But do you think an amount of RM2570 is enough for an unmarried person who owns a vehicle to survive in Klang Valley? Also read. It's simple. Majin couple shares how they managed to save RM13,359 in just 365 days. Source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter, Ekonomi Rakyat source. Twitter, Ekonomi Rakyat source. Expat Go. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.